The gospel reading for today is so hard for us to process and especially to put into practice because Jesus has asked us to love one another. Yes, we understand this intellectually or at a doctrinal level, but on a personal level, it's so hard for us to truly embrace and to live this out because it's really hard for us to love people who are different than us, especially those who have hurt us or those who seem to always be in friction with us, right? It's easy for us as human beings to love the people who are like-minded, but my brothers and sisters, if we love the one who loved us, Jesus even taught us, then where is the grace in that? Where is the sanctification in that? Where's the holiness in that? Where's what the true self-sacrificial and giving love in that? So Jesus asked us to love one another, and he said, as I have loved you, so you should love one another. And this is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Wow. This is what the church is all about. We are not a country club of like-minded people or a group or a community of people who think that we're better than other people, right? We are all gathered together because Jesus has saved us, he has redeemed us, he has loved us, and he has called us together. And through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, we were made sons and daughters of God through the sacrament of baptism, imprinted by that seal, that eternal seal that we belong to God, God our Father, to become more Christ-like through the power and working of the Holy Spirit. And it requires us to love and to love one another. And this is where it gets hard. But remember, my brothers and sisters, the gospel reading today begin with these words that I think we have missed, many of us have missed. He spoke to the disciples after Judas had left them. He spoke to the one who stayed behind. He spoke to the ones who continued to choose to follow him. He spoke to the ones who even though were imperfect, continued to choose to be faithful and to love him. Judas left because he could not accept who Christ truly was. He was so worried about the things of this world. He was worried about himself, so he left. In our own life too, and I don't know about you, in my own life, I have seen many people who left the church because as soon as a doctrine or the spiritual discipline or the way of life contradict their quote-unquote freedom or their desire to do whatever they want, they leave. So I've heard so many people who said, yes, I was raised Catholic, but all of them, I think, remain bystanders. Because it's easy to say that I believe until something gets hard. And it's easy to leave. But my brothers and sisters, we're not bystanders. We are disciples. We have to get out of our own comfort zone, our own armchair, and our own pedestal in order to follow Christ. And if you read the first reading today, what was said by St. Paul and Barnabas to the ones who were suffering? They exhorted the early Christian, it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. We will be tried, we'll be tested, we will get hurt, and life will be imperfect. And there will be times when we want to give up. There will be times when we will call out to the Lord and say, Lord, it is so hard to love. But Lord, I love you. In my own priestly formation and in my own priesthood, There were moments when I wanted to walk away. I think a lot of people look at Freeze and idealize us and think that somehow we got it all perfect. We all have it made. And somehow our life is all easy. And as a matter of fact, I've seen so many people said, "Oh, Father, you have such an easy life. You don't understand what we're going through." But my brothers and sisters, we all have our own cross to carry. And the grass always seems greener on the other side, right? But one of my spiritual directors that I have shared with you in recent time told me when I was young, right? The grass only gets green when we water it with grace, when we invite Christ in. We all have our own cross to carry. And it's always seemed easier to walk away. But if we read the second reading today, we also recognize that Revelation 21, we're at the end of the book of Revelation. Because the book of Revelation only has 22 chapters. And the book of Revelation, I think a lot of people think it's like some mystical signs or talking about something cryptic that we need to analyze and unpack, right? But at the end of the day, the book of Revelation tells us what happened at each and every Mass, the Eucharistic feast. At the end of time, it's the Eucharist, where the Lamb of God is the center of all things, and we come to worship Him, those who persevere and those who stayed until the end. We are all imperfect. We all struggle to love, but we need to persevere and stay until the end. In order to hear Him said, "Behold, I have made all things new," and He will wipe every tears from our eyes, because there will be no more death, no more mourning, no more wailing, no more pain. My brothers and sisters, until that end, we still have to persevere. We still have to try our best to love Him by loving one another. I think Mother Angelica said that it's so easy to love God until He added another person in our life, right? And I remember when I was a religious, right? I live in a very, small space, confined space with a lot of people. So a lot of friction happened, right? After graduating high school, I only lived with my brother and my parents, right? So coming and living with my class alone was 10 new postulants, and we were living like two people per room, like a very small room, like a closet sized room. So a lot of friction, a lot of clashes due to different personality. And I remember Father Peter, our formator at that time, told us, you know, the community have a great way to form us, right? Because we're also are able to form the community by how we love each other. So he told us one thing that's still stuck in my mind. He said that in a community of religious life, there are saints and there are saint makers. Think about that. Even in the church, there are saints and there are saint makers. Perhaps we're both. We might become saint makers for other people by being a jerk or hard to love or just our hard personality or are ignorant or the things we haven't recognized or become aware of. Right? We help other people to become saints. But also there are days, there are people too that help us to be saints. Help us to sanctify our life, to be more humble, to be more patient, to be more loving, and to have the will to choose to love the other, to that Jesus that loved us. I'll end my homily today by sharing with you, my brothers and sisters, that before my ordination, I went through a lot of trials and hardship, and I was on the edge of thinking that, Lord, do you really call me to the priesthood or not? Why am I hurting so much? Because I was going through a big trial with my own superior, someone who's supposed to kind of care for me and love me, and kind of, at least in my own opinion, supposed to help me to finish the formation and to get ready for my priestly ordination. But instead, it was one trial after another, one misunderstanding after another, and I just got so hurt. There were times when I thought that I couldn't get ordained because I don't think my superior thought that I was worthy of being ordained as a priest. I thought that my life was going to somehow end, and it just doesn't make sense. And I remember going to my spiritual director at that time and cry my heart out to him several times. And Father John Tejas, my spiritual director at that time, he had a very gentle way of looking at you. And he was so patient listening to me. And he listened to all my distress, all my hurt, all my suffering, all my pains. And one day he said, Koi, all of us, most of us, except for psychopaths, right? Or people who have mental or psychological issues, mean to do well. But he said, when we put things into action, the devil oftentimes sees our weakness and use our weakness to turn us against one another. So choose to love the person who hurt you. At that moment, there was like a twitch in my head. I said, Lord, it's hard to love this person who's hurting me. But Lord, I love you. And I asked that you help me love and embrace your will. My brothers and sisters, I'm not telling you that your life in the church will be easy just because you and I have faith. We will be tested and tried. We will cry. We will shed tears. We will question and doubts. But just like all of the readings today, we need to persevere and choose to love one another, just as Christ had loved us, because we are the church, and in the church we're called to be saints, to be holy, to be Christ-like through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, so that we can live our life fully and completely as children of God, our Heavenly Father.